Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. You can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. At this, let us say a short prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Amen. Father in heaven, thank you for this new day. Thank you for the opportunity to begin again. We choose to press forward and keep believing for the dreams and desires you placed in our hearts. We trust you today with everything that we are. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand.
Where you start, I am the one.
just let me be who I am to you. And consider when God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed, but you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Body's rocking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but. And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs another God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
I am.
One more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
I am.
Praise be to God. Dear God, we want to thank you for your grace and mercy and your abundance of promises fulfilled. We ask for you to take our hand and lead us in the ways you best see fit and fill our hearts with the kindness you bestowed upon us. As you are impartial, please help us to treat all as equal, whether faced with fortune or adversity. Please allow all that we do while on this earth bring nothing but praise and glory to your name. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
Heavens and on earth, in the
Elohim, you are the strong creator God. In you we find all of the components of everything you have ever created. Your great imagination gave the elephant its long trunk and the leopard its spots. By your strong arm, the ocean depths were first measured and the mountains rose. You choose what color the sky would be and how the earth would feed itself. Even bringing life through death as a seed dies before tarring into a tree. We praise you for the greatness of your creative powers and ingenuity. We adore you for the fullness of your power. And we honor you for how you have made all things, even the minutiae, work together to populate your great creation that we call Earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Away,
Amen. It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, The Best Path. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 16, verse 11. And it says, You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Today, express your faith that God will lead you in the absolute best path for your life. The Lord is the only one who has all the facts, who knows the full truth about you and your future, and who can guide you unwaveringly to what is right and good every time. The sovereign, omniscient God is the only one completely capable of accomplishing whatever he promises you. He is going to have his way no matter what happens. Therefore, it is always wise to listen to him, to include the Lord in all your decisions. Making and to entrust him with every aspect of your life. So even when details of God's plan remain mysterious to you, even when you don't understand what's going on or know what to do, trust him and obey inch by inch and step by step. Choose to submit to and have faith in the God who loves you unconditionally. He has the best plan for your life, has equipped you to accomplish it, and will enable you to fulfill all his awesome purposes for you as you walk with him. Amen. Praise be to God. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. God, we trust you in all the unknowns, fully confident that you are working in the unseen. We have absolute faith that you are leading us in the very best path. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening, The Best Path. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. In the meantime, I will play another selection. And I do hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music on this Friday, the 20th of October. Amen. And happy Sabbath to those who worship on Saturdays, And happy Sabbath to those who worship on Sundays. In Jesus' name, amen. So right now, we're going to open up heaven's doors.
Sins.
thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God. Elohim, create great things for us to walk in. Create intercessions where you merge our passion, experience, skills, and interests together so we can fulfill the calling you have for us. Create in our heart a purity that is peaceful and appealing to those around us. Create our destiny. We pray, and then guide us into it for your name's sake and for your pleasure. We trust you to create our life's story and to give us all we need to fully live out the path you have planned for us. Thank you, Elohim, for being the strong creator God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
About it. had a plan. To save your life.
God had a plan to make the soul of man free.
Doesn't matter what you're going
through. God had a plan before the world began for you.
Today is your day.
Praise be to God. Jehovah, you are worthy of all praise and admiration. You are the God who made the heavens and the earth. You set the stars in their places and hung the moon where it was to remain. You rule over all, and yet you also seek a relationship with your creation. For that and much more, you are worthy of all praise and worship. We lift up your name, Jehovah, as we seek your face, and we honor you as you are seated on your throne above all. You are the great and mighty God who raises up kingdoms and subdues nations at your choosing. In your mercy, you sustain all life and passionately delight in our souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And amen.
You said, who is this that speaks of wisdom? Raise yourself and answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no words, and I don't glory. like thunder. You said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have no words, and I don't deserve. Your glory is up, is more than enough. What words could I use to explain? Forever I'll trust in your glorious love. Your glorious love remains. Forgive my heart, Lord, when I hear the ways of men. Your love revealed for us on the cross where you took your stand. Your glorious love is more than enough. What word could I use to explain? Forever I trust in your glorious love. Your glorious love remains. Your glorious love overwhelms, overcomes.
Jehovah, we come before you with a heart of contrition, knowing we often haven't honored you as long and as Lord and Master of our life. You wait for us to come, talk to you, to wake up and greet you, or to spend our evenings with you. But we have instead wasted time on futile distractions. You are the relational God who desires to walk with us in the cool of the day, just as you walked with Adam and Eve in those early days of your creation. Forgive us for often seeking to walk alone and ignoring the blessings and joy of your presence. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Fall and I
Jehovah, to know you and to be known by you, to experience the depths of this intimacy is my heart's greatest cry. Give me the capacity to love you deeply and to receive the love you have for me. Where my heart has become hardened or jaded, remind me of the purity of your love and gentleness and gentle message it opened again. Where my mind has become too articulated, give me the gift of wonder at who you are and the works of your hand. Delight my soul with your word and with the fresh wind of your Holy Spirit. Slow my steps so that abiding with you becomes a way of life. Help me to honor you as King and to advance your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play another selection. As getting ready to go into my service for this evening, amen.
Just to see you, Lord, to behold to lift up your hands in the presence of the Lord. Every voice in this room, we have about another 15 seconds. I want you to open your mouth. We have sang for your glory. I will do anything. I wonder what type of praise you will give him until he releases his glory. Somebody raise up your hands and open your mouth now. Can I get somebody to cry out for God in this room? I'm only talking to those of you who are hungry for him. I'm only talking to those of you who are thirsty for him. Open up your mouth and begin to cry out for him.
Amen. Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 8, and we're going to read verses 26 through 40. Amen. That's Acts, chapter 8. Verses 26 through 40. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation, but whatever Bible you have, you can read it from your Bible, whichever one that you are comfortable with. I like the New Living. Amen? And it says, verse 26, as for Philip, an angel of the Lord said to him, go south down the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out and he met the treasurer of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under the Candake, the queen of Ethiopia. The eunuch had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and he was now returning, seated in his carriage. He was reading aloud from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, go over and walk along beside the carriage. Philip ran over and heard the man reading from the prophet Isaiah. Philip asked, do you understand what you are reading? The man replied, how can I, unless someone instructs me? And he urged Philip to come up into the carriage and sit with him. The passage of scripture he had been reading was this. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. He was humiliated and received no justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, tell me, was the prophet talking about himself or someone else? So beginning with this same scripture, Philip told him the good news about Jesus. As they rode along, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "Look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized?" He ordered the carriage to stop, and they went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Meanwhile, Philip found himself farther north at the town of Azotus. He preached the good news there and in every town along the way until he came to Caesarea. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Okay. Let us pray. Holy Father, thank you for the blessings of the past. Thank you for the blessed privilege of being alive today and bringing with your and being with your people. We rejoice in your grace and mercy. We thank you for the privilege of serving you and others. Accept our tithes and offerings as symbols of our desire to be totally at your disposal. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Some people believe they are obeying the Great Commission when they attend Sunday school and worship service. Some believe they are obeying the Great Commission when they sing in the choir or teach a Sunday school class. Some believe they are obeying the Great Commission when they give a tithe of their income plus offering, or when they pray for missionaries. All of these are but partial responses to the Great Commission of our Lord. Philip provides us with a dramatic demonstration of how we are to obey the Great Commission on a one-to-one basis in our personal lives. Amen. Praise God. Tonight, my message is divided into 5 paragraphs. Amen. Number 1, Philip was sensitive to the Holy Spirit's indwelling presence. Many of us never respond to the Holy Spirit because we do not recognize that he is within us and that he is seeking to do the work of God in us, to us, and through us. Amen? Praise God. Philip was listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 8:26, an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south." The remarkable thing is that Philip arose and went. Now in verse 27, he was obedient to the messenger of God. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go up and join this chariot." In verse 29, the scripture then reads that Philip ran to him. Philip received an impulse from the Holy Spirit and had the wisdom to respond. Amen? Like most of us should be doing when we are prompt by the Holy Spirit to do something good. God's love was active in this whole experience. God loves all people, not some people, not specific people, but all people. God guides his people who will obey him to witnessing opportunities. Amen? And God supplies obedient witnesses with interesting seekers. And God gave Philip a proper approach to share the good news with this needy man. God gave Philip a message. The good news of God's grace. God brought about conviction of sin and conversion. Amen? And God won a great victory. When God seeks a sinner and a sinner seeks God, they get together, particularly when one of God's children is listening and obedient to the Spirit. Praise God. Philip had a heart surrendered to God. Philip believed that God is love and that you can trust him without fear. Philip also had a sensitive spirit that was open to God. And Philip had his spiritual receiving set turned on. Philip had a heart that was obedient because of love. And Philip shared the good news. The Ethiopian official became spiritually rich as the representative of his queen. He was privileged, powerful, and popular. As a human being, the Ethiopian official had an empty heart, a hungry heart, a needy heart, an open heart. The Ethiopian official responded with a believing heart and experienced happiness and joy through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Philip was directed to go to a desert. Sometimes God opens a door of opportunity to his ministers in very unlikely places. We should study to do good to those we come into company with by traveling. We should not be so shy of all strangers as some affect to be. As to those of whom we know nothing else, we know this, that they have souls. It is wisdom for men a business to redeem time for holy duties, to fill up every minute with something which will turn to a good account. In reading the Word of God, we should often pause to inquire of whom and of what the sacred writers spoke. But especially our thoughts should be employed about the Redeemer. The Ethiopian was convinced by the teaching of the Holy Spirit of the exact fulfillment of the Scripture. He was made to understand the nature of the Messiah's kingdom and salvation, and desired to be numbered among the disciples of Christ. Those who seek the truth and employ their time in searching the Scriptures will be sure to reap advantages. The avowal of the Ethiopian must be understood as expressing simple reliance on Christ for salvation, an unreserved devotion to him. Let us not be sanctified till we get faith, as the Ethiopian did, by diligent study of the Holy Scriptures and the teaching of the Spirit of God. Let us not be sanctified till we get it fixed as a principle in our hearts. As soon as he was baptized, the Spirit of God took Philip from him so that he saw him no more. But this tended to confirm his faith. When the inquirer after salvation becomes acquainted with Jesus and his gospel, he will go on his way rejoicing and will fill up his station in society and discharge his duties from other motives and in another manner than heretofore. Though baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost with water, it is not enough without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Lord, grant this to every one of us. Then shall we go on our way rejoicing. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it was to me. And if you and my conclusion, amen, my conclusion is this. A loving God and a needy heart got together because one of God's children was sensitive to the presence of the Holy Spirit and responsive as the Holy Spirit moved him to witness. Amen. What if Philip had been too busy? What if he had been spiritually lazy? What if Philip had been untrusting and consequently too fearful? What if Philip had been spiritually dull and disobedient? God would have missed the privilege of saving a man. And a man would have missed the privilege of coming to know Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise be to God. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time, and all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father God, I am a sinner. I pray you forgive me for my sins. I thank you for sending your only begotten Son to die on the cross for my sins. Jesus, be my Lord, Savior, and friend. I want to follow you all the days of my life. I pray that your Holy Spirit take residence in me. All these blessings I ask. In Jesus' name I pray and believe that it is already done. And let us all say amen, amen, and amen. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, and it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. I hope and pray that everyone on everything has a price. Seems to be true in our world of bribes, wealth, and materialism. Simon thought he could buy the Holy Spirit's power, but Peter harshly rebuked him. Why? Well, the only way to receive God's power is to do what Peter told Simon to do. Repent. Ask God for forgiveness and be filled with his spirit. No amount of money can buy salvation, forgiveness of sin, or God's power. These are only gained by repentance and belief in Christ as Savior. In addition, Simon apparently wanted that ability for selfish reasons, to have power, to make money, or to gain prestige. God doesn't give us abilities to enhance our own lives. He grants us gifts so that we may bring him glory by building up others. Amen? So when you find yourself wishing for an ability that would put you into the limelight or somehow enrich you personally, check your motives. Instead of sitting around wishing for talents you don't have, spend your time serving God and others with the gifts you do possess. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. And I want to thank each and everyone for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again on Tuesday at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed weekend. Stay safe. Stay warm. And stay dry. Amen. And for the balance of the time, I will play inspirational music. Amen. God bless you. We love you. And God loves you too. Good night, everyone.
Bread of life. Sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on.
Sent down from glory.
Many things you were. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Bread
sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A whole
king, a carpenter.
You are the
living
word.
Awesome ruler. Gentile. This is what we like to call you, Jesus.
hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, if you know it's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it.
Awesome.
My God.
My God is
think about it. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice and say it.
Where's all of my praises? I want everybody praise is to our God.
Every word of worship
is one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise
is to our God.
Just know that praise is